Folks, when I get angry, it's because I know tyranny when I see it. A cop pushes into your house. He calls you a liar, stays there 20 minutes. You tell him to leave. He won't. I mean, it's just, and they got articles everywhere. Get rid of the Constitution. I want to go to your calls. This is so important here, though. You were telling me, I was saying, how was that for your children to see that, sir? You're a lawyer. Your wife's a lawyer, middle class. Imagine what they're doing to poor people. Comes in your house. Your little girls have been tardy. It's not even under the law. He's calling you a liar. All this is going on. He's with the Loudoun County Sheriff's Department in Virginia. Everybody, send this video to that scum. And that sheriff ought to be ashamed of themselves. Imagine in front of little kids. What do you think the lesson is to your children?
Well, you know, we talk about bullying a lot and that our children shouldn't bully, and if they are being bullied, to tell us about it. So it was disappointing to see a police officer bullying me, and also having the school system bully the parents. There's a lot of bullying going on by the people that should be teaching our kids not to bully.
Well, we're looking at a photo of Daisy, the 7-year-old, and I can't imagine as a man, because you sound like a very meek, polite person. I would imagine you were polite, and this guy's swaggering around calling you a liar in front of your children. I mean, this sounds like something out of a cartoon or something.
Well, I wouldn't describe myself as being meek, but I try to be professional.
Gentlemanly.
Gentlemanly.
But my point is, you were talking to the cop like you are now, right? Just being polite, nice.
Yeah.
I can't handle it. Just don't come to my house and do that, folks. I've had enough of it, redcoats. I'm sorry. Go ahead. And so, I mean, of course, well, most police I know wouldn't act like that anyways in front of kids or anybody. Why did he call you a liar?
Well, because he thought my wife was evading service of her summons.
Oh, and unbelievable. I mean, you didn't even have to go to, but now if you see cops at your door, are you gonna open it? Or, I mean, I don't open it.
Well, definitely this will run through my mind, but we decided to avoid any more scenes like that.
Oh, and by the way, police, I have hidden wireless systems transmitting live video from my house and hidden cameras in the house. No, I do. I'm just waiting someday when they try to set me up. If they have an advanced team, they're not going to stop all our footage being sent out. I spent a lot of money to make sure it's all under surveillance. They're not going to come to my house and kill me or set me up without it going out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was just saying, to avoid any further instance like that, we decided to have my wife come with me to court, even though she hadn't been served a summons, so that we wouldn't have the police coming by to do that anymore.
Well, God bless you. You know, sir, I'm ranting at you because Patrick Henry ranted, Thomas Jefferson did. We need to get angry about this. And after you've defeated this case, for all the others in the country, and another example of how they're doing all this by color of law, I hope that you sue that deputy for violating your civil rights and your God-given rights. I mean, he came in your house, but you're not sure whether you were being nice or whatever. Just kind of, you know, they pushed their way in. But when you asked him to leave, he said no.
Well, I didn't ask him to leave. I just asked him to step out on the front porch so we could get away from the kids.
Yeah, no, you did. That's asking to leave your house, technically.
Okay.
And what did he say to you at that point?
He said he wouldn't leave.
I'd call the police right then.
He was the police.
No. You get a record of his criminality. No, you get a record of it. You see what I'm saying? You get a record. You go, okay, so you're in my house without a warrant. You're refusing to leave. I'm going to call the sheriff's department and report you. You understand? You dial 911.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you're very calm because some places are totally criminal. Well, God bless you, sir. Was this unlike other radio interviews you've done?
Yes.
And we told you we weren't going to have you on and lecture you about having your kids in the brainwashing center, okay?
Yeah, you kept that promise.
By the way, your daughters are only going to learn how to be drug addicts and promiscuous at that school. I'd get them out of the government training camp. Why don't you just get them out of the government training camp?
We've considered homeschooling, but...
Do it. Do it. Take them out of that evil system. God bless you, sir.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, if you go to InfoWars.com, you can see our top stories right there. And they're all incredibly important. There's some positive news. There's also, of course, some ugly news, as well as dreadful news taking place, but we are going to cover it all here today. Obviously, our top story is not a story at all. It affects every one of us, no matter where we live in the world, and it will undoubtedly be bad for our liberties, for the economy, from the price of gas to the price of food. And it's what you expect in every case in history. When depressions take place, governments start wars. And many statesmen have said it in different ways, but war is the health of the state. Guys, search engine that, quote, war is the health of the state. I want to, I'm having a moment of not remembering exactly who said that. It's attributed to many. It's been said different ways, but war is the health of the state. And, of course, that means big, corrupt, oppressive state. So we're going to be going over that. Obviously, we need to get a little bit more into what's happening with campaign 2012. Clear evidence of election fraud, and I'll cover some of that in the third hour with some of the graphs and documents, in Nevada. A few days into this, Ron Paul got 220% increases in one state. 160 in others, always over 100% increase, bare minimum, in every state compared to what he got in 2008, in the last election, except Nevada. He got the exact amount. Like they were lazy and didn't even program the machines to show another fraud. The polls showed he was in the lead, first or second place, not third, a distant third. We, of course, saw fraud in Iowa. It was first reported the day after by our listeners and the weeks after it was confirmed. Associated Press headline, Iowa caucus results scrapped. And they said, we don't know who will get them now. Just a lot of bizarreness. And trucks were missing with the ballots. How are trucks missing with the ballots after they were cast when they're all cast in the 1,800 precincts or so and tallied and called in on a telephone in front of everyone and posted so everybody can check their caucus online when the Republicans put the results out and make sure it's what they saw? In many caucuses this time, they said, oh, we're just going to drive in the results and we're not going to publish them. Some did what they were supposed to, but anytime you break with what's been done in the past, big red flags go up. And then we have bizarre statements by Karl Rove, later confirmed. Oh, there was a gentleman's agreement in all these precincts that we would make Santorum second and Ron Paul third. Remember that clip? He hides it. See, they hide this stuff in plain view. And they come out and say, oh, yeah, you know, some of the trucks didn't show up with the ballots. It was late, later in the evening. So they all got together, the Romney and Santorum's people, and had a gentleman's agreement on what they thought the results were. And he hid that in plain view. This is like saying, yeah, and we went in and pulled a gun on the bank teller and told him, put all the money in a bag and took it out. And it was a gentleman's agreement. Now, remember what Karl Rove told the New York Times and others? That's why it's so famous. It was a whole bunch of Washington Post, New York Times writers all there at that cocktail party. And they said, but you did lie about the WMDs. You are taking liberties. You guys did order the torture. And now you're saying you didn't. And he said, listen, you are in the reality-based community. But we control reality now. We're an empire, and we'll make up whatever we want, and you'll accept it. And some of the reporters agreed with him, and a few got insulted and went and wrote about it. And Rove went, said, yeah, you bet I control reality. So see, he'll just tell you, yeah, we decided who won. Mm-hmm. The ballots in all these precincts were missing in the truck. The trucks were missing. We don't know where they went. And Fox News, didn't ask their analyst, Karl Rove. They didn't ask him, Mr. Rove, they don't drive the ballots once they've been cast in the caucus system in Iowa. It's all published on the wall. It's publicly voted. They tally it in front of everybody. It's the most trusted form of voting. That's why folks knew Ron Paul would do well there. Was trending to be number one until the election, but magically number three. Now, they didn't ask the question. They didn't ask, well, where was this smoky room? Who made these decisions? It was just, oh, you've just given us the reality. Oh, you know what? And then a month later, oh, we have scrapped Iowa. We're not going to tell you what's going to happen. We'll decide later. Oh, just Iowa scrapped. Well, okay. You don't like Ron Paul even having a third of the delegates or being in third place. Getting a big piece of the delegates. It was almost a statistical dead heat. And it was Rudolph Born said war is the health of the state. That's reportedly from a war diary, the Seven Arts, September 1917. Here it is. He said war is the health of the state. It automatically sets in motion throughout society those irresistible forces of uniformity for passionate cooperation with the government in coercing into obedience the majority groups and individuals would lack or the lack and have a herd sense. And I'm going to get to this later. This is so important. Again, I'm digressing back into the war news, which I'm going to cover first in detail. But let me just tell you what's coming up after I get into the incredible Iran and Syria situation and the fact that everything is barreling towards all-out war. I'd say 90% chance it's going to happen the next 3-4 months. Secretary of Defense said last week it looks like it's going to happen. The Israeli Knesset says it looks like it's going to happen. The big news outfits are renting space for the next 6 months on top of the roofs in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem so they can show the missiles coming in. Doesn't look good when the media starts renting rooftops. Wow. I hope there's some way to turn this back. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. I'm not a fan of Assad. But the criminals that run our society are just as bad or worse. They're more scientific, more sophisticated, and they're not trying to bring freedom to Iran and Syria. They are trying to openly bring, well, it's on record. They're using Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist. It's a Saudi Arabian Wahhabist allied with the British, Israelis, and the people that run the U.S. Same old story. I'm going to get to that in a moment. But after I cover our top news, I want to get to the next report that is so huge. And it's red-linked at Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo put this article together with a little help from his friend, Alex Jones. So it's Kurt Nimmo and Alex Jones. Think of the Beatles songs. You know, all a little help from my friends. Freedom-hating globalists continue attack on Constitution and liberty. And that's the headline I gave him. But I'm tempted to even change it because people think, oh, well, they're just attacking the Constitution by not following it. No. How do I? Because that's the headline I gave Nimmo when he wrote the article. We worked together on your own stories, he and I and Paul. But it's not just they're doing that. Freedom-hating globalists openly attack the Constitution itself. Or globalists call for abandoning the Constitution outright. Or PR campaign calls for abandoning Constitution. That's it. PR campaign calls for attacking the Constitution. See, I can never get words. I can never get words now strong enough for what's actually happening. Because there aren't really words that can be simple and short to describe the real gristle, the real visceral complexity and stench of the corruption we're facing. But massive PR campaign, concerted PR campaign, calls for abolishment of Constitution, abandonment of the Constitution. Because, see, somebody's going to read that thing. Oh, well, it's just an attack. Everybody knows it's under attack. I mean, they're not following a secret arrest, total spying, total control. But no. The New York Times, Time Magazine, Newsweek, CNN, BBC. I saw a Philadelphia paper calling for the end of the Constitution. And saying it's trash. Not only that it's outdated, it's not good enough. It doesn't give you enough rights. I mean, talk about coating cyanide with sugar and trying to feed somebody. I mean, you talk about baloney. You talk about counting on ignorance. You talk about deception. You talk about manipulation. They are pushing the UN Declaration of Human Rights that in Article 30 says you have none of the rights in the other 29. I know Kurt quotes it in there. It's Article 29 and 30 basically then just reverse everything. I mean, it says you got a right to free health care. You got a right to a free house. You got a right to a free car. You got a right to everything. But it's going to be a socialist system that delivers it. But for the greater good, or if anything contravenes the UN itself, it's null and void. The Soviet Union had the same thing. You've got every right in the world. North Korea. Have you read the North Korean Constitution? It sounds pretty darn good, except it's got little provisos. If it's for national security, we can do whatever we want to you. Make it disappear into a black hole. The East German, after Hitler fell and the Russians took over half of Germany, it had absolutely no rights at first, and the people demanded more and more and more, and it led out of tyranny to liberty. But see, we're going the opposite. Have this perfect document. I mean, it's incredible. It's designed to tie down all these different branches and to protect individual liberty. Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, all is built on common law, common sense, Magna Carta, the Cromwellian Wars. All of it. All the liberties that were fought for.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. Coming up, globalists are launching a huge PR campaign openly calling for the abolishment of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They are openly launching this operation. I want to go over it. I mean, it's everywhere. I talked to Kurt Nimmo this morning. We were writing the article up. And he was like, yeah, every time I turn CNN on, I see it. with that Fareed Zarqawiya guy. And I'm like, yeah, he writes articles saying get rid of the Constitution. And this is a foreigner who's a member of the Bilderberg Group, one of the only journalists. He's that slimy. And let me tell you, I was in a CNN green room last year about to go on the Joy Behar show. And I was in there for like an hour because they said, oh, this is the show time. We taped the show. But then they just had me sitting there. And there was Fareed sitting there, and it was like the Willies. If I was a central caster for a major film in Hollywood and I was getting a slimy bad guy, he'd be it. I mean, I've never been in a room with somebody that I was that uncomfortable with. And I was sitting there asking him questions and recording him, and I ended up, you know, never even putting it on air. It's on one of my old iPhones around here. But the point is that he was so slimy, so arrogant, and knew who I was and was acting like he didn't. And then I brought up some stuff. He's like, yes, I know who you are, and I've got to go. So he basically ran out of the green room and then went and hung out somewhere else because he didn't like talking to me. But just so slimy to have all – in fact, I was going to have the headline, traitors call for abolishment of Constitution. But they're not traitors. These are globalists. These are foreign enemies. These are people here usurping America. But they've come in, as the Roman philosopher Cicero said, and attacked from within. They don't fly their enemy banner openly. They infiltrate. They're infiltrators in suits, in ties. They've seized our government. They've taken over our banking system. They're running a global corporate empire on our tax money. And they use fancy PR to convince us that it's our empire. A lot of good old boys know it's an empire. They're like, it's ours. Kill all the brown people. Well, the globalists hate you as much as they hate brown people. I mean, they hate everybody, but that's coming up. Let's get into the war news right now. Let me just read some of these headlines. Russia's Putin warns against outside interference. Russia's prime minister says West cannot behave like an elephant in a China shop in Syria. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin said on Wednesday the world faces a growing cult of violence, and Moscow must not let events like those in Libya and Syria be repeated in Russia, issuing a warning to the West against interference, which is going on. And again, Russia's got corrupt leadership, but the globalists are trying to get street wars and stuff going in Russia. That's on record. And they put al-Qaeda in control of Libya. And now it's admitted they killed or tortured to death or kidnapped over 40,000 people. And Reporters Without Borders, Doctors Without Borders, they've all come out and said, we're resigning, we're quitting, they're lining up black people and shooting them. They have tortured, murdered the ambassador to France. They are just killing everybody. And what the globalists do is they go in with a proxy army. And they call them freedom fighters, and who they use is al-Qaeda out of Iran, who's always worked for the West, and the House of Saud that's openly British-run. And they use them against the Russians. They use them against the Serbs in the 90s. They're using them to take our liberties as a false threat. They're using them to take over Libya, is now flies the al-Qaeda flag. I mean, it's real al-Qaeda. They're now using, on record, it's in the news that it's Wahhabist attacking from three sides, backed up by U.S. special forces on the border giving them weapons. And it's now admitted that happened in Libya. And it just doesn't even compute on talk radio. They don't even really talk about this. Or if it gets brought up, they're like, well, you got to work with bad people sometimes, you know, al-Qaeda. And I'm like, but you want the TSA to be on the streets and I can't have any rights or liberties. We got to launch all these wars because al-Qaeda is going to be given Libya and Syria. And then al-Qaeda light Muslim Brotherhood, British intel run on record is being given Egypt when Egypt had more rights under a Western-backed and controlled dictator, Hosni Mubarak, who they double-crossed, their own guy. You got to ask, why are they putting Wahhabists in everywhere? Because they're going to take over. That's the majority Islam religion. And that's the core Wahhabist group out of Saudi Arabia. And it's the New World Order. Al-Qaeda is the New World Order. I mean, it's on record, hiding in plain view. And all the al-Qaeda chiefs dining with the Pentagon, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, trained at U.S. bases. I mean, they are the sword of the New World Order. They work for the bankers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. We are here back Sundays 4 to 6. Please don't forget that we have the nightly news, a real venture in liberty against the globalist. You that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, support growing our news gathering and reporting operation with more reporters, graphics people, researchers, writers, filmmakers, and others. You are funding something with your PrisonPlanet.tv memberships that's having a huge effect. I'm going to get back into the war news and the attack on the Constitution and tell you about some of the guests that are coming up today. But before I do that, and before I expand on the situation in the Middle East that's really degrading into a serious, wider open NATO versus Russia and China proxy war, that has nothing to do with democratizing things and everything to do with global consolidation that's leading into an open corporate one-world government, I want to just let you know about a few things that we're doing right now. A, we are continuing the 15-day free trial at PrisonPlanet.tv. Every one of my 20-plus documentary films, dozens of other great documentary films that we've been authorized to post up there, all of my radio shows, all of it going back 9 years this April. It's all there. My book that's out of print. Paul Watson's book that's out of print. Expanded extras from my documentaries that aren't on the DVDs. Special reports. The weeknight TV show that more energy goes into than this radio show. That's just got graphics, documents, clips of information. Heavily documented. Every night, 7 o'clock goes out. Then it's restreamed. Then it's archived at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. We'll get you there as well. And we're continuing that special we always do in December, January. We're just going to continue it for a while because I want people to join up. It's Give the Gift of Truth, and it is 40-plus percent off right now on a yearly membership. We're going to continue that through February, and then the special is going to be gone. But it was extremely popular, so we're continuing that. It's now the friendship special, Give the Gift of Truth, PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, you can probably notice that I've lost 37 pounds. In about a week or so, I haven't lost any more weight because I've been so busy working on this new film and some other stuff. I haven't been as exercising as much, but I certainly taken the tangy tangerine, everything else. I don't eat as much. I'm not as hungry. I have a lot more energy. I feel a lot better. You can see it right here on camera. Or if you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com and watch the daily videos. You can see it right there. I've lost 37 pounds. Aaron Dykes has lost over 65 pounds in the last 7-8 months. Just taking vitamin and mineral powders that are properly formulated. The media and government's always saying, oh, you only need 60-something minerals and vitamins. You really need 90-plus, and that's what the Beyond Tangy Tangerine has. That's what the Pollen Burst has. That's what the Rebound has. Those are my favorite products. They're not even advertised as weight loss. Your body needs minerals and vitamins. You're starving. That's why you eat so many empty calories, trying to get the vitamins and minerals and cofactors and trace elements. It's in the Tangy Tangerine. It's in the Pollen Burst. It's in the Rebound. It's in the Alex Pack. There are some weight loss systems, the Slender FX weight management system with the white powder and the rest of it. It's all there. You can get it all, again, at InfoWarsTeam.com. Very, very excited about what's happening there at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can sign up for $10 and become a distributor and get discounts or just buy it right off the site. But I'm challenging you to try it, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I mean, I certainly know it's worked for me. I know it's worked for Aaron. The proof is in the pudding. And notice, it's the only weight loss system where they're not advertising it as weight loss. Listening to Ben Fuchs over a year ago and listening to others explain, look, weight loss is secondary. You start getting the vitamins and minerals you need, you're not going to be as hungry. And unless you're just a glutton who just eats to eat and eat and eat and eat, you know, most of us eat when we're hungry. You eat a dinner and an hour later you're hungry. You didn't get what you needed. So instead of just going and drinking a Coca-Cola or even a glass of milk, which is better for you than Coca-Cola, but somewhat empty, or instead of eating a bag of chips, bang back a scoop of Tangy Tangerine. It tastes like fruit punch. It doesn't taste like, you know, corn syrup fruit punch where it's all sweet and everything. But you can, I mean, it tastes better than that. It like tastes like vitamins and minerals, but it almost becomes like, sometimes if I want to drink a glass of wine or something, I'll just have some. Because it's like more fulfilling than that. Your body can taste the vitamins and minerals. It knows that it wants it. It's like cows and deer that go and find natural salt licks and lick it, wanting the vitamins and wanting the minerals. Well, the minerals out of the salt lick. I mean, it's that simple. You need this. You need the iodine. You need it all. And it's a one-stop shop with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, there's a lot of other products. They've got, the best kelp and seaweed-based systems for your thyroid, and I'm starting to take that. I've just never been somebody who takes pills and takes powders. And the few times I did try it, it was kind of like the Centrum or whatever, you know, just the synthetic, over-the-counter, cheap, all-in-one, gave me a stomach ache, made my urine, you know, bright green. That's not what's happening with this because it's not synthetic. Okay, I'm digressing. InfoWarsTeam.com. And if you want to order via the phone or ask any questions, you can also go to the site, and there's a phone number there on it, 877-551-1301, 877-551-1301, if you have any questions or comments 877-551-1301, InfoWarsTeam.com. And yes, it is shelling out quick. We may have to go to a reprint. Again, I'm not the publisher, but I've spotted him the money to print up a bunch of them. Because I'm somebody who sells them on the online bookstore, Infowars.com, and I couldn't get enough of these to fulfill orders I had. Because it was this on-demand place that it was just taking forever. And I kept promising listeners, because it's, oh, you'll get them in a week, you'll get them in a week, and a month went by. And I called them up. I had Weldon call them up, and I said, look, we know big printers, the biggest in the country. We can get these printed in a week or two. We need to fill these orders. We're going to have to refund people's money. I don't make people wait a month to get stuff. We've gotten good where most stuff ships out within 24, 48 hours. Our customer service is just, look at our Amazon rating off the chart. Our rating on eBay, just as good as it gets, the best rating, because we've, under Weldon Henson and Tim Frugier back there, they just kick hind in at customer service compared to what we used to be. It was okay, but you know, not very good. But the last few years, they've really got us going well. But I was saying, that's it. We got to return hundreds of orders. It never comes. They keep saying it's going to come. So we printed up a bunch. Those are almost sold out. It'll take 2 or 3, 4 weeks maybe. You got to put it in, proof it, and then get it by the way, Bloodlines the Illuminati is selling on average for $200 everywhere because it's essentially out of print until we did this. Well, we're selling it obviously for a fraction of that. It is the size of the Dallas phone book. And does cost a lot to get printed, but it's $49.95. There's also signed copies by Fritz Springmeier and signed copies available from yours truly or both our signatures, as folks requested them, at Infowars.com. And Fritz and I have said that's it for signed copies this year. 200 were signed, some by him, some by me, some by both. When those are gone, that's it. 200, that's it. In 2012, 200, that's it. So they're available at Infowars.com. Okay, that's enough. I just can't ever plug stuff, and that's how we fund our operation as well. I mean, I'll go days now without even plugging things, and people are explaining, hey, you got 34 crew members, Alex. You're hiring 3 or 4 more people. We're going to not be able to fund things if you don't plug stuff. But it's a win, 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 because these are all great materials to help wake folks up, whether it's Noble Lie, Proving Oklahoma City's an Inside Job, whether it's all the other new books and videos we're carrying. It's all about getting the word out and educating yourself to a higher level. Okay. Before I get into this war news and then the Constitution attack news, this is a quote from a war diary, The Seven Arts, published near the end of a war that killed tens of millions. Of course, that was World War I that then gave rise to World War II and gave rise to fascism and communism. War creates poverty. War creates massive, big, corrupt secret police units. War creates, in every case, long term, if you keep having it, horrible, degraded societies. And that's why tyrants love them. It's taught in Chicago Business School. It's taught at Harvard. It's mainline history. I mean, the Romans knew this. Julius Caesar used wars to become dictator. Third world countries always use a war with a neighbor as an excuse to seize power. It's bad news. Offensive wars are always cancer to a country, to a society, to a republic. It is that simple. Guys, will you make sure that headline gets changed on that? No, it's been changed. Globalist campaign calls for abolishment of Constitution. Good. Excellent. That's our top story right now. You know, of our specific reports today. It's so important to get that out to people. And you never know what listeners pick up and make viral. Sometimes it's the most, you know, moderately important piece of news compared to just some bombshell. And if I yell and squeal and make noises and beg folks to get it out, because I just want to beat these people, it won't get any attention. But it's up to you folks. I mean, this is outrageous, this article, where they're openly running around like chickens with their heads cut off everywhere. Like a tree full of 5,000 macaw parrots chirping, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of it, get rid of it. It's evil, it's bad, it's naughty, it's old, it's stinky, it's not good, it's abusive. They were racist, on and on and on. Big mega global corporations, Bilderberg, foreigner globalists like Fareed Zarqawi, or whatever that idiot's name is. It's just a disgusting article And it is treason. Anybody who's a U.S. citizen, you got all the free speech you could ever want in the world. As long as you don't call for violence against a specific person, as long as you don't call for crimes to be committed, and then that's just criminal. But there's one thing, you can read this in federal state court rulings going back over 230 years. When you call for overthrowing our Republican form of government and our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights under the financing of a foreign power, be it corporate or be it the UN, and that's who all these guys do it for, the UN calls for it. When the UN does it, it is infiltration, it is an attempt at warfare and overthrow. It's an act of war. But when a U.S. citizen, this is a very specific definition, serves a foreign power and calls for the overthrow of our form of government that is America, that's what makes it America. That's America being attacked. That's what made us special. The example of liberty worldwide. When you call for its abolishment, it is treason. And I don't just use that word. It is treason. Period. And when government sworn people who have sworn to that Constitution, when they openly call for it and say, I don't have to follow the Constitution like Bush did, or Obama saying, I don't follow the Constitution, I'm launching a war under UN authority for its credibility, that is the definition, the real McCoy, the bona fide, like a Mona Lisa is a Mona Lisa, or a Rembrandt is bona fide, masterpiece, is as good as it gets, most valuable art, is a bona fide masterpiece. A Vincent van Gogh, bona fide masterpiece, every one of them. When the people in government who are American citizens call for overthrowing our system and then start doing it, it is high treason. High treason. High treason. Not treason, high treason. And high treason is not being done in the dark. They think you're so dumb, they're running up and down the street in front of everyone. They're running up and down the block in front of everyone. I mean, there's a bunch of examples here. I get so angry. Rob Jacobson called me last night and said, have you seen this New York Times article? I said, well, I saw what Ruth Bader Ginsburg told the Egyptians, former Supreme Court minion, don't use our Constitution, it's not good. Of course, you've said four of the current ones have said that, follow UN law. He said, no, have you seen this New York Times? I said, no. He said, well, it's on Drudge. I go, I missed that. And they just say, get rid of the Constitution. Listen to this headline. We the people loses appeal with people around the world. They act like it's a populist movement against it. And it's a twisted, sophistic, piece of garbage. And you know what I'm doing? I got Mark Moreno with incredible victories against the globalists coming up, and I got to hit the war news. So I'll hit the war news in the next segment. And then when Moreno leaves us at bottom of the next hour, we'll just get Mark on right at the start. I'm going to get into this. And then we do today have the father coming on who is a lawyer. And he says they've indicted and charged and indicted us for our child being late to class. But I went and read the code, and it doesn't say that was even a truancy. He goes, I don't understand how, I've never seen this. I'm like, oh, welcome to the club, pal. This is what they do everywhere now. They don't care what the law says. Besides, you're in family court. It was set up as a eugenics court, 1910, New York first. 35 states sterilized, killed people, did whatever they wanted. Oh, yeah, they'd stick babies. I have the newsreels in Endgame. They would hold a baby's nose and mouth if they were deformed and kill them right there at the hospital and hold the mothers down if they didn't like it. Oh, your child's got a club foot? Bye-bye. Your child's got a cleft lip? Bye-bye. Your child's blind? Bye-bye. Here, let's just Put a hand over the mouth and hold that nose. This will just take 4 minutes. And you didn't have a choice. I have the newsreels and the promotions where it shows that he brings the woman in. He goes, she's fine, Your Honor. She's intelligent. She's got a good job. But her brother is a cripple. and the other brother has a criminal record. Obviously, mentally from bad stock. Sterilization. I mean, this is what went on. So lawyers send me emails and they say, sir, I'd like you to acknowledge, I've been attacked on other shows, that there's not even a law. I don't know how I've been indicted. Here's the code. And I have the code. He sent it. I know. I mean, people are now arrested for handing my videos out in Kentucky. People are arrested for handing out C-SPAN videos of Ron Paul because the police don't like it. That was in Kentucky, Lyon County. In the newspaper, they indicted Kelly Rushing. And I've seen other cases because the cops didn't like, thought it was anti-government. And it went to trial, and the jury said First Amendment, let him go. But the judge was so whacked out and evil. The state police were so whacked out nuts. I mean, these are ravenous wolves coming for us. Not everywhere, but this is what that's why they've got to openly say get rid of the Constitution in front of everybody. Because they've basically already gotten rid of it. And they're criminals, and they know it indicts them.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Think about it. The foreign corporations that have bought and sold all our politicians openly are setting up a corporate world government. They're openly saying they'll attack, murder, kill any citizens whenever they want, spy on anybody. Cities pass laws saying take fluoride out of the water. The feds come in and finance the state to pass laws. The UN's involved at local city levels getting carbon taxes put in place because they can't get the Congress to do it. There's just treason and treachery going on everywhere. But here's that quote. War is the health of the state. It automatically sets in motion throughout society those irresistible forces for uniformity, for passionate cooperation with the government in coercing into obedience the minority groups and individuals which lack the larger herd sense, those that are awake. The notion in wartime attains a uniformity of feeling, a hierarchy of values, culminating at the undisputed apex of the state ideal, which could not possibly be produced through any other agency than war. The state is intimately connected with war, for it is the organization of the collective community when it acts in a political manner. And to act in a political manner towards a rival group has meant, throughout all of history, war. The war on illiteracy is a war on state and local rights, and the kids have been dumbed down by design. The war on drugs is a war on the general public. They ship them in, you pick them up, now it's an excuse to put you in their private prison. It's like laying black pebbles all over the ground and saying, if you pick a black pebble up, you go to jail. They drop the black pebbles. People pick up a black pebble. Oops, saw you pick it up. A war on terror. Who's running the terrorist? The globalist. And they take everybody's rights. It's full spectrum dominance. And that's why the Iranian government, they're unpopular. They're on the verge of being overthrown. Every expert that's looked at it says it's going to make them incredibly popular when they get into a war with the West. So they're starting to go, okay, we'll have a war. Israel, their government's going to get incredibly popular. They'll be able to reduce more rights. What have the environmentalists said, who aren't really environmentalists? They've said, we'll take your rights, and we'll say it's a war against global warming, a war against extinction of things, and we'll have ration cards. And they're now saying, and a carbon ration footprint and a calorie footprint, and we'll call it a war. A war, a war. In a war, we suspend your rights. In a war. And it is a war. It's a globalist war against everything that's independent. It's a corporate takeover of nations, of families, of individuals. It's all about making people dependent on the system. It's so elementary. And now they're reporting U.S. and NATO forces on the ground in different areas of Syria. There are now street battles all over the country. Again, it's an open Western proxy war to bring down that country, but not to bring in freedom. They're going to put the jihadis in. They're openly going to put Islamicists in. But I thought that we got to give our rights up because of the Islamicists. And, of course, 10 years from now, they'll have another war with those Islamicists. I mean, it's just amazing how the globalists operate, how they build up these enemies, how they build up Saddam, how they build up bin Laden. How they build it all up and then knock it down. And because they need to keep these wars going, the no-bid contracts, the power grabs, all of it. But now Russia is saying they are going to put Spetsnaz in, and I've got reports on Infowars.com, mainstream news, that the Spetsnaz have now been put in. And the Russians are shipping weapons in. That's why the globalists are trying to have street battles. They want to have a guerrilla war. And now special forces are there, just like there was Western special forces there before. I mean, our country is run by foreign banks that have us in a war, and they're trying to start a big war with Iran.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.